What happens when your aging parents are independent but are showing signs of needing a little more help? How do you deal with the challenges of aging parents when you still have children of your own to care for? What if you don't live near your parents? What if your parents aren't ready to make the move to assisted living, but you think it might be time? If these are questions you are facing, then you will certainly enjoy this edition of the Exploring Aging podcast as we hear from two ladies who have experienced firsthand the challenges faced by the sandwich generation. Pull up a chair and listen in as we dive deeper into the issues of aging in place. You're listening to the Exploring Aging podcast. Thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm your host, Ray Sanders. And on our last podcast, we learned more about what it means to be part of the sandwich generation. The sandwich generation is anyone, yes, anyone that finds themselves not only caring for their children, but also the needs of their aging parents. Do you know someone like that? Well, I know I sure do. Amy and Shannon are back in studio with us and are joining me today, along with my co-host, Bill Pierce and Greg Manise. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
Well, Greg, catch us up, catch our listeners up on the sandwich generation and why Amy and Shannon are here to join us again on this episode.
Sure. You know, the sandwich generation, Ray, really is that group of people who, as we age, our parents are still living, and we have children who we're trying to balance work and life and church and just life. Mm-hmm. And so this is that group of people who are, they're sandwiched. They're sandwiched between these two, an older generation, a younger generation, and they're trying to figure out, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
And so that sandwich generation, man, it can be people in their 20s. Mm-hmm. It can be people in their 70s mm-hmm. who are dealing with this sandwich generation kind of issues.
So, Amy, aging in place was the preferred option for your family, something you've been living out and continue to live out. Why was this the right path for your parents at this time?
Well, I think it goes back, honestly, to how this was modeled for me with my grandparents. I remember being, you know, late middle school or early high school, and my parents had the role of taking care of my grandma and pop, who lived an hour away. So, just they wanted to honor that, where for my grandparents, they wanted to stay in their home and age in place. So that was kind of the precedent set for our family. We kind of have a fun story. My grandmother outlived my grandfather, and so she was home alone, and we found three caregivers to take care of her. They were all named Mary. So the three Marys were her little angels that took care of her for several years and let her be at home the rest of her life. And so that was such a blessing to see as a young kid that now I want to honor my parents' wishes to age in place as they desire to stay in their home. So we want to, you know, respect their wishes, honor that, and just, you know, be able to do what they did for my grandmother as well. My parents are both comfortable at home. You know, they're just used to where the furniture is, where their bed is, how close they are to the bathroom. You know, those are things as you're older that are important. those changes would be hard for them at this point. So they really, you know, like being in the, where they're comfortable. They know, you know, they have everything they need there. One thing, though, I do realize this aging in place works right now because my both of my parents are there together. You know, if I think about my mom being there alone, I would not be comfortable with that, or the situation reversed. My dad was in the hospital a few weeks ago and my mom was home alone a couple nights, and that was fine. But if it were a long-term situation, we would need more help.
Now, this is something Greg had touched on in the last episode that's very unique. I'll remind our listeners, Greg, you asked Amy specifically how she felt her children felt about her parents aging in place.
Mm-hmm.
But did you pick up on? You probably did. You're a sharp cookie. Amy is talking about however many years, and we're not going to go into how old she is.
No, please right. don't.
So many years later, she's talking about what? She's talking about her grandparents
right.
and the impact it had on her seeing them age in place. Her grandfather passes away. Mother grandmother lives at home. I'm sorry, I'm still going to have to say it. You know, Mary, Mary, Mary. It made my mind go to the Brady Bunch. I went, Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. So I'm curious. I am curious. Were all those caregivers there at the same time, or were they just over a period of time? And then isn't it interesting, Greg, how she is reflecting? Mm-hmm. Really, I would say it was a positive experience watching your grandparents be able to be in that home where you as a child mm-hmm. experienced them. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about Mary, Mary, Mary and Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. What do you remember about them? I mean, these are people that your family invited in into your lives. And, you know, we're going to hear from Shannon here in a little bit. But I dare say that these type of caregivers, people that you really entrust your parents to, they become in a certain type of way part of your family.
Before you answer that, Amy, I think it's interesting because you used the word, these three Marys were the angels to our family. I mean, just the word you used was that, you know, there was comfort there.
Right.
There was a provision there. And so I think it was interesting as you reflect on that experience mm-hmm. as a granddaughter, you saw those three ladies as very much sent by God to take care of them. So you can respond to Ray. I just wanted to kind of the word you used I thought was very interesting.
Well, and those ladies were angels because, you know, my parents could do the concrete things like I can pay your bills. You know, that was something they could do. But they couldn't be there the day in, day out, companionship at night, help prepare the meals, make sure she had, you know, clean clothes and clean sheets and towels. So these three Marys, one was a neighbor, and honestly, I don't know how we found the other two, but just kind of word of mouth. They were in a small town, and they each did an 8-hour shift,
I think. Oh, my goodness.
Or they would do 12s and just kind of alternate. But they kind of took charge of their own schedule, so it freed up my parents just to say, okay, the Marys have it, and they would figure out who was going to be on, if someone needed a day off. You know, they all worked it out amongst themselves, which is sounds like if you had someone like Entrusted Hearts, they would take care of those kinds of things too. So that's what was modeled with the Marys, you know, just
I think we're onto something here. We need the Mary Award, Bill. You know, there's a lot to be said about that. That's such a great story.
Yes. And that's such a nice thing when you know that someone else is taking care of that. You know, there's already so much to take care of. So when you know someone's coming in, they're taking care of that schedule. They're going to make sure they're there mm-hmm. or someone's there to provide those services. That takes a big, you know, that really, you know, takes a lot off your shoulders. And so, yeah, that's exactly what we do with the Entrusted Hearts.
Well, keep going, Shannon. One of the things I had down to ask you is that, you know, more and more people, they really do desire to age in place. Right. I mean, that's kind of a given. But please share with us what you have been observing from the seat that you sit in your role at Entrusted Hearts, why people like Amy's parents find this option so attractive. There's a lot of glitzy services out there, a lot of options that are available to us. But, man, there's just something special about being in your own place. Mm-hmm. It seems somewhat obvious, but from your perspective, when you consult clients on the options that are available to them, why do people choose this, especially if they can have someone like Entrusted Hearts or Mary come alongside them?
Well, I think they choose this. I mean, we're talking about a generation that's very independent.
Oh, that's true.
And, you know, they have such a fear. I think fear is the right word, of that independence being taken from them. And so, you know, I think they look at this as a wonderful option because, like we said, they're remaining in their home. And a lot of times, this is the only home they've known. And the thoughts of removing them from the thing they've always known, that's always been true, is really difficult. So if we can, you know, allow them the ability to stay in their home safely, successfully, with supportive services through Entrusted Hearts, that's what they want to do. And, you know, they're surrounded by everything they know. That's, you know, where their children grew up, and that's where their pictures are, and you know, that's where they made Christmas dinner and Thanksgiving get-togethers. So, you know, that is, that's our goal. Our goal is to, you know, assist them in their home so that they're able to do that for as long as possible. Sure. And it's definitely something that, you know, we get a big, we're thankful for that ability to be able to assist that way. Yeah. through Entrusted Hearts. So, yeah, what Amy's saying is definitely true, yeah.
Shannon, on the heels of what you just said, and you said it so beautifully, my family was actually served by Entrusted Hearts, right. And you served my mom.
Right.
And it was a tremendous blessing to our family. And one of the interesting things about that is that you actually served her in a retirement community. Hmm. So she lived at Baptist Village and was receiving the services of Entrusted Hearts. Hmm. So it's broad and it's varied. And tell us all about what services does Entrusted Hearts provide?
Okay. And, you know, we always say that Entrusted Hearts, you know, we provide services to people that need them in the place they call home. So
say that again. That's a great line. I want everybody to hear that. That's a great line.
It's services people need when they need them in the place they call home.
That's good.
And so home could be anywhere. And just like Dr. Pierce was, you know, mentioning is that, you know, home could be in your neighborhood. It could be, you know, your next door neighbor. It could be on a, you know, a senior living community such as Baptist Village Communities. Where we served, you know, his mother. And it could be in an assisted living. It could be in a skilled unit. There's just so many options. Wherever their home is at that time, that's where we go.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Shannon, you've got these what we call homemaker services.
Right.
Like meal preparation and housekeeping. And people need those. And that's often the first thing they need.
Right.
But remind us and share with us again how the services change and what kind of medical services or hands-on services Entrusted Hearts provides.
Right. I would say most of the time when we go in, it's in a situation like, you know, Amy was mentioning, where they're needing companionship. They're needing some housekeeping, some meal preparation that we mentioned earlier. So we start there a lot of times. And then once we're in and we see their situation change, we're able to come in and uniquely assist with those things that they're experiencing at that moment. So, you know, at that point, it may be that they're needing, you know, transportation to and from the doctor. They need someone who can steady them and make sure they're getting in and out of the car safely. It could also be, you know, they're needing assistance, like we mentioned earlier, with, you know, dressing, with bathing. You know, they may need medication reminders. That's a big one.
Oh, huge.
A lot of, you know, families are concerned, is mom taking her medicine today? Did dad, you know, remember to take his medicine? And so we can do that. We can assist with that, making sure that those medicines are being taken. And then we can report back to the families and say things are good. And
it's not just
that's
about
a huge relief
back
to them and to the families.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me. But, I mean, that's peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's peace of mind. I mean,
it
when
is.
We're talking about medications, come on. I mean, that's a great point you make, Bill. I'm glad you brought that up.
It really is. And Shannon, you know, the other thing I want to say and ask you about is that there's a fear when people need these services that it's going to cost too much.
Right.
And I promise you that many, many times your parents will push back against the cost. They don't want to spend the money.
They're saving for that rainy day,
but there's
Absolutely.
Great value there, and it enhances their life greatly. Tell us how the cost can be broken down into bite-sized chunks that makes it affordable.
Right. So many times when people think about, you know, having these services in their home, they immediately think that's just going to be way too much. And they think we need someone in there with mom or dad around the clock. Well, the thing that we do a lot of times is, you know, we offer a free consultation. So we like to get into the home and visit with the families. Many times it's just, you know, the parents, but sometimes this is a very, you know, a collaboration. And so we talk about what are the needs that that you're having or that you're seeing. And then we can put a plan together, a comprehensive plan that fits their needs, not just their needs, but their wants. I think that's important to mention also, is that, you know, some things are needs and some things are wants. And we can provide for both of those. But we can break it down and we can take a look at it and say, okay, you know, mom does well. She gets up in the morning, she does well till about 4 o'clock in the evening. Then she needs dinner and we want to make sure she gets back to bed safely. So maybe we go in from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So it doesn't have to be around the clock service. We do provide that. But at the same time, we can break that down and really serve during the times that, you know, the family is needing assistance the most. So it's very affordable, and that's our goal, is to go in and visit with the families and find out what works for them and how we can assist them. We say getting into the home, that's where the relationships are developed, and it's all about relationships.
So affordable that I've heard $25 an hour for some services. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's anywhere from $24.50 up to $27, but that just depends on what the need is at that time.
That's amazing. So, yeah, that's a lot of peace of mind.
It is.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Shannon, as families age in place, and I think about even in my own house, as I look at things, there's always a list of stuff that needs to be done, not only the honey-do list, but just the list that needs to be done.
Right.
And so help me understand. So in Trusted Hearts, if I need some plumbing done, or if I need a little handyman service, that's something you guys do as a part of this, correct?
We don't do handyman services.
Okay.
So that isn't something that we provide. But with Baptist Village Communities, we have 12 locations across Oklahoma. So you can move onto one of our campuses. We say it is freedom and friends, freedom from all of the handyman and,
yes,
and the honey-do list that you're talking about, where we, take care of that. And, we take care of the lawn mowing. You don't have to worry about that anymore. And then, of course, you're surrounded by friends. And
yeah,
so that is a wonderful option.
You mentioned a little earlier, you talked about companionship. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be a little divergent off of what we're talking about. Yesterday, Ray Sanders sent to me an article that he had read. And he said, Greg, take a look at this. And it was really about artificial intelligence coming into the play of keeping people in their home, kind of the aging in place,
okay,
and the use of AI. But what happens, though, in the use of AI is there is no companionship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about what you've said about, some people just need a companion, talk to me about what that means. When someone, at the end of the day, they just, like Amy even referenced, her dad just needs somebody to talk to every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that companionship factor, because there's no amount of artificial intelligence that's going to do this.
True.
Yeah.
And so talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah. And like I said, companionship is a big part of the service that we offer. And, we look forward to the opportunity to going in. And sometimes it is as simple as that. Just being there.
Mm-hmm.
Just being present. And that's so important. And it's all about relationships. And we mentioned earlier that, when we send people into the homes, they do become like family to the people that we serve. And so companionship is something that we all strive for, we all need. And so that's an area that I'd say, we do a lot of.
Mm. And so would you say it's typically the same person coming to your parents' house? Like, so they get a relationship,
right,
because of the consistency.
Right. And that's definitely the goal. When we go in and we visit with the families, the nice thing about sitting down with the families and visiting is you really get to know them. And then you can figure out who would be a great fit for this family, who would be a great fit for mom and dad. And so we try to take that time and then really invest, in our people and say, Sally, she loves to cook. And they're looking for meals, and they can do that together. There's that companionship.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this together. And so that's the way we look at it. We always say that when we go into a home that, we're not walking in front of the client we serve. We're not walking behind them. We're walking beside them.
Very good.
And that mm-hmm. is the goal, and that's the key. And if you can do that, you've done it successfully.
That's great.
So that's what we focus on.
I love that.
For somebody that's out there and is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I got to pay to have a companion. Well, think about it in terms of what you'd pay to invest in any friendship. If I'm going to go have coffee with a friend, I got to get in my car and I got to drive over. Or if they're going to come to see me, they've got to get in their car and drive over. There's a cost associated with that. I think about some of my kids. I mean, all of us have older kids that are in this room. I mean, if it meant me having to pay some gas money to get somebody to come over and we could have a meal together and hang out, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got a buddy that could come by and hang out, I mean, you're talking about your dad who's a farmer. There's probably some guys at Entrusted Hearts that would love to talk tractors or mechanics,
right,
or farming. Why not? And it's
sure.
We all invest in friendship in one way or another. And so why not make it easier for somebody to stop by and hang out? I mean, you've talked about all kinds of things. I love the idea of somebody coming and helping cook. I mean, I might learn how to make a a meal that I wasn't otherwise planning on making.
Are you offering to make us a meal, Ray?
Back to sandwiches. Yeah, that would definitely be time for the sandwich.
I think what I've heard from Ray is bologna and white bread. I don't know if we want that or not.
Hey, you know what? I grew up in Canadian County, and I came from a farming community. White bread, bologna, and if you could give me a farm fresh tomato on top of that,
it is pretty good.
It's good
not
stuff.
Not much better.
Anyway.
In those worlds, those are gourmet sandwiches.
There you go. A little salt and pepper. Yes. We're good to go.
Well, this is just, a good example. We were serving a family. And this lady that we were serving, she absolutely loved to do puzzles, and she loved music. And so when we went in, we found out the types of puzzles she liked to do, and we took that with us. And so we sit down at the table and put a puzzle together.
Right.
And that was something they did every time they went in. And we would read books, her favorite books, with her. So it's about getting to know them and just really focusing in on what it is that makes them happy, what it is that's going to keep them independent as long as possible, and developing that relationship. It's a two-way street. I mean, when we go in and we develop these relationships and friendships with those that we're serving, it's special to us also.
I'm going to tell you, at the core of this is something we've talked about on this program before, and it's loneliness. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all active adults, but loneliness, I mean, that phone call, that text, and you know what? Investing in a friendship is a good thing.
That's right.
You know, get you a buddy. Get somebody that you can look forward to coming by, stopping by. When my father was in hospice, and the folks with Mobile Meals would stop by, I was amazed at the type of relationship my dad had built with the people at Mobile Meals.
Right.
And it might be the mailman. It's those little things that help us realize that we were remembered, we're noticed, we matter, we have a lot to offer. And dare I say, I bet, Shannon, if we were to ask your team, they probably come back and they are enriched.
Absolutely.
They are enriched by having spent time with men like your dad, Amy, hanging out. What a fun job. I mean, I may be signing up after the show. I'm ready. I want to be on that team.
Yeah, we always say people are called to this.
Sure.
The people that are serving in others' homes, you're called to do this. It's important not only to the people you're serving, but it's important to the people that are providing the service in the home. So, yeah.
So who will be coming? What types of people? Obviously, you probably vet them, but how can I, if I'm a person who would love to have someone come into my home, or my kids are thinking, you know what, we need to have somebody come into the home, how can I know that they can be trusted? How can I know that it's safe? How can I feel safe with someone in my home? This is a real practical question.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So all of our employees, including our certified nurse aides and our home care aides, they pass multiple interview. They do that with two or three people sometimes before they're offered the position. And they have to provide at least two positive professional reference checks. And then we also do a state criminal background check so that they are comfortable knowing the person coming into their home doesn't have a background. And so we also do infectious disease screening so that the families that we're serving are comfortable. And we require our team to complete a comprehensive orientation program, and then we regularly review that in the home. So we go back into the home. After we send the caregiver in, we will make trips to the home to make sure the services we're providing are exceptional. So we're in the home making sure that the care plan is being followed and that the needs of that person that we're serving are being met.
Peace of mind again.
Peace, I mean, of mind.
You guys obviously take this very seriously. Now, we touched on this earlier, and I am just impressed with how reasonable this can really be. The cost-benefit ratio here is really good. It's affordable. It's reasonable. But I have one question. Is this like a gym membership? Am I going to have to sign a contract? I mean, am I going to have wiggle room if I want to get out of this? What's the deal? Are you going to hold me down and give me a noogie if I don't pay up? What's the deal? Is there a contract associated with this?
There's never a contract that they sign regarding a length of time.
Right.
So like we were talking about, some just need us for a weekend as, you know, the family gets away. Mm-hmm. So we go in and we do that. Some are needing us 24 hours a day. We do that. Some are needing us, you know, one or two times a week. So it's really whatever the need is of the person that we're serving. So no contracts. Sometimes we start very small and we build as their needs change. And like I said, then sometimes they just need us, you know, for a couple weeks. So it's all based on the needs of the person that we're serving.
So the bottom line is, if I sign up for this, Bill shows up, he's terrible at checkers, and I don't think he's any good, and he's no fun, it's no challenge. I can cancel Bill, and I can get somebody else like Greg in that can really know how to play.
Oh, my. I can work a puzzle, Ray.
All right. Well, Amy, you know, you're living this out in so many ways. What would you say to families out there that are considering what next? When it comes to caring for your aging parents, what next? What should they look at? What's the next thing they should consider? You said, I believe, you know, one step at a time. What's the key? When's the right time? What's the next right thing to do?
And that is always the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. I wish we had the answer. But I think this, just listening to Shannon, what she said about interested hearts and the flexibility of starting small with, you know, maybe a one-day-a-week commitment, and then that growing as their needs and desires change. I really love that there's that flexibility, or even just the option for, you know, a weekend with a trip, or covering when, you know, maybe your parents have an illness and they need a little more hands-on care, just having that support. So I think what my goal is for myself in this sandwich generation is to be proactive and not reactive, having a plan. And this sounds like a great resource.
Start small.
Yeah, start small and just build on that.
And talk it over with your parents and see, you know, what would be some things that they might be interested in. We might be surprised, right?
And don't be afraid to get Entrusted Hearts involved. Not every time we go into the home do we start services. Sometimes we go in as a source of information, just kind of walking through that process, because it's a tough process. And, you know, it's difficult to maneuver many times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're there just to be a source of comfort and information a lot of times.
Well, it's taken two shows. You guys have been very patient, and we really appreciate both of you coming back. We've covered a lot of ground, and there's folks that are out there listening, and they're thinking, okay, it's taken two shows, but I'm starting to think this might be something I'm interested in. So we know who has the information and the contact information. So, Shannon, we're looking to you again. How do people get in touch with Entrusted Hearts and look into these services?
Sure. Well, they can visit our website at baptistvillage.org. Or contact us by calling 1-866-887-2872.
Awesome. All right. You want to give it to us one more time?
I will. Visit us at our website, baptistvillage.org, or call us at 1-866-887-2872.
Bill, you've really got to be proud when you have team members like this, and you know what's going on through Entrusted Hearts, all the lives that you're touching, all the peace of mind that's out there. It's really a good thing, my man. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very rewarding. And Shannon, you've been doing this how many years?
Oh, 20-some years.
20-something years.
Mm-hmm. You're making her tell on herself, Bill.
We're not going to count that backwards. Yeah.
She's not giving you that last digit.
She just graduated out of college, and here she is. All right. Well, Amy and Shannon, thank you guys so much for taking the time and joining us. You know, I do hope you'll come back to see us. I'm thinking maybe you might be in charge of sandwiches or something the next time. I had to say it one more time.
Yeah.
Bad dad joke. Yes. Okay, bad dad joke. Bill and Greg, that pretty much does it for this edition of the Exploring Aging podcast. We want you, our listener, to know. Until next time, we encourage you to stay active and stay informed as we explore the realities of aging on the Exploring Aging podcast.